a special report from the World Meeting of Families. Here is Bill Snyder from the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hello, everyone. We are live at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is so great to be with you from the World Meeting of Families. We bring you a special live broadcast from the World Meeting of Families right now with Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life. Father Frank, thank you so much for joining me here.
What a joy to be with you. What a joy to be at this great event.
Yes. So it is wonderful to have you here. I'd like to ask you just a little bit about why life is important here for this World Meeting of Families.
Well, you know, the World Meeting of Families was founded by Pope St. John Paul II, and I helped actually to organize the second one. This is the eighth now in Philadelphia, but the second one was in Rio. And Pope John Paul II purposely set this up to help people to see the theme of family and the theme of life as interconnected, because that's the teaching of the church, and that's also logic, is that you can't have a family unless you're alive, and it is the family by definition that is the sanctuary of life. It's that locus, if you will, where life is to be received from God through the generous cooperation of a husband and a wife. So life and family are themes that really cannot be dealt with apart from one another. So the World Meeting of Families has an intrinsic pro-life dimension. Now, when you look especially at the theme of this week's gathering in Philadelphia, the theme is love is our mission, the family fully alive.
Yes.
Of course, the family cannot be fully alive unless all its members are protected, including the most vulnerable, the children in the womb.
Excellent. So you deal with the horror of abortion on a daily basis.
Yes.
And we recently had a large victory in the pro-life movement with the Planned Parenthood videos being exposed all over the internet. Can you tell me a little about the impact that that has for the pro-life movement in the United States?
Well, this is a project that I've been involved in actually for a long time, and I was involved in the first expose of the baby body parts sale of the abortion industry back in the late 90s, actually, and it came out in 2000. And the impact of this is very, very simple. As I always say, America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion. And this is true of other social reform movements as well. We reject the slave trade when we see the slave trade. We reject the Holocaust when we see movies like Schindler's List. You have to reveal both the victim that you're trying to defend and the violence against the victim that you're trying to stop. And so this is what these videos help to do. And they also fulfill, and I write about this, by the way, in my new book, Abolishing Abortion, which, as I wrote it, I was helping to advise this whole project that has resulted in these videos. And as I write in my book, what we need to do is we expose abortion, and it's a biblical principle. Paul says in Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather expose them. And we expose abortion both by showing what it is and also by looking at the corruption inside the abortion industry. Because what this does when you expose it is it makes people realize, well, wait a second. Just because abortion is legal, that doesn't mean it's safe. It doesn't mean it's good. That doesn't mean that the abortion industry isn't doing other things that are quite illegal. And this, of course, is the debate that has been opened up.
Excellent. So the impact of these videos, as people watch them on the internet, how do you encourage them to get in touch with you to take an active role in
Yes.
the pro-life movement?
Well, we set up a special website for this project called babybodyparts.com. And on that website, people can see all these videos, but just as importantly, to take action, as you say, and there's a lot of action to be taken, not only spreading these to others who haven't seen them, but then also contacting our lawmakers to take action on what is in the videos. Look at the evidence that Planned Parenthood is guilty of wrongdoing and introduce hearings, as Congress has already done, introduce new laws, introduce prosecution at the state level. There's a lot to be done. And people can help our elected officials to do the right thing by communicating with them. So again, babybodyparts.com is a practical resource people can use.
Excellent, excellent. We're having a wonderful conversation here with Father Frank Pavone here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We are live from the World Meeting of Families here at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Father Frank, I want to ask you about this upcoming symposium that you're having tonight. In Philadelphia.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
This is the major pro-life event of this week. We asked over a year ago the Vatican and the Archdiocese of Philadelphia if the national pro-life leaders of the United States could come together and do, actually what we said was we want to be of support to the World Meeting of Families. And in response, they gave us a part in the program. And so tonight it is a pro-life symposium that will take place right here at the Convention Center. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on that theme as we started talking about earlier in the program, the family fully alive. That can only happen if we protect all the members of the family. And it's the unborn who are most deprived of protection. But the other aspect of the family fully alive, and we'll talk a lot about this tonight with the help of such people as Dr. Alveda King, who will be speaking, Astrid Bennett Gutierrez of Hispanics for Life. We have a famous Mexican actress, Karime Lozano, who will be there, and other personalities too. What we will all focus on together is that the family cannot be fully alive unless it is healed of the wounds of abortion. And this is a big part of my work. As those who follow Priests for Life know, we run the world's largest ministry for healing after abortion, Rachel's Vineyard, and we let people who have been healed speak up about it through Silent No More. The whole family is hurt by an abortion. The baby is killed, but then who else is hurt? Not only the mom, not only the dad, the grandparents, the siblings,
yes,
the cousins, aunts, uncles, then even beyond the family, the friends, the abortionists, and then, of course, the pro-life advocates who tried to stop those abortions but failed. All of us are hurt every time an abortion occurs, and therefore all of us need to heal. So we're going to talk about that tonight at this symposium. It's going to be a positive message. It's going to be a clear message. It's going to be a message that, listen, no matter who wants to talk about what, abortion is always going to be the priority, because you cannot have any other, you cannot even start to have any other debate or any other cause unless you're alive. Life is, everything yes. else depends on life. So that's going to be a key message tonight.
Yeah, and I know one of your key speakers that you just mentioned was Dr. Alveda King.
That's
and
right.
I want to ask you about her importance to the movement.
Yes.
Because, you know, as being the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. and all the civil rights activism that he was such a large piece of in this country, mm-hmm. what does she mean as the daughter of the civil rights activist leader to help lead this movement?
You know, she and I first met back in 1999, and I invited her. She had already been speaking out on pro-life, and I invited her to become a full-time part of our Priests for Life team, which she accepted, and she did, and she still is, because I saw, and she saw as well, a very simple truth, that the civil rights movement of today is the pro-life movement. When Martin Luther King Jr. did what he did and said what he said, it wasn't just to speak up for African Americans. He was speaking up for every human life. And the focus was on segregation because that was the dominant evil of the time. But his message applies to the dignity of every human being. And therefore, in our day, when the greatest Holocaust is taking place against these children in the womb, the application of the very same principles of civil rights, of equal justice under law, of nonviolence, applied to these children, gives birth to the pro-life movement. And it's as simple as that. And so Alveda and I, together with our whole team, hammer away at that message. We'll hammer away at it again tonight. I hammer away at it in my new book, Abolishing Abortion. And together we see that it does have an impact, not only in the black community, but throughout our whole society and in the halls of government as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me here, Father Frank. This has just been a great time. Can I ask for your blessing for our listeners as we're live here?
Oh, we'll be glad to do that. May the Lord send His Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. He who is the advocate for us in heaven, as He fills us, may He make us advocates for the youngest children here on earth. And may He bless us, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Frank. This has been a special episode of WSFI Live from the World Meeting of Families here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.